are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph. Equals Durf.
Diana and Murph, it's Durf. We're a celebrity couple now. Just kidding. You're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover. You're wearing your Mary's Club t-shirt.
I am.
So you introduced me to this club in your hometown of Portland.
It's a great strip club.
Yes, it is.
Older women.
Yep.
Good tacos.
Yes. Confident veterans in the room. None of that fucking like greasy bro-y trash, you know?
Either. Oh, no. People just go there to sit in the dark.
Yeah. Did you just boot up AOL, Haas? What the hell was that?
What's going on?
Actually, I don't know. That's an old sound effect.
All right.
Wow. All right. Well,
love Mary's Club.
Yeah. Speaking of things we love, you know this comedic mover and shaker. You can't get enough of her podcast entitled Sexuality and dedicated to exploring sexuality in everyday life.
Yes. You can see her shaking her tail feathers at her live shows around the city, including Lloyd Night at the UCB Theater East Village and LOL, Ladies and Women Laughing, and Comedy Cunt. We are creaming our jeans to welcome Ms. Artie Gallipudi.
Woo woo.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello. Woo. Thank you for being with us
Thank
today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's really nice out. Loving the global warming that's happening.
Yeah, just
loving it.
Basking in it.
So
Hell
optimistic.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the technical skills of our producer during that intro?
I loved it. I love the perverted god that
yes.
navigates this for you guys.
Yes, yes.
He's
the puppet master. He's the perverted puppet master.
I gave you the name Durf, okay?
That's true. That's true.
You should be thanking me.
Yeah.
Honestly, thanking me.
What about Miana?
Miana.
Miana.
Miana sounds like a tropical place.
Yes, that is an island I would vacation to.
Right?
It sounds like a little kid saying aunt wrong.
Oh, my aunt. No, it's definitely, welcome to Miana would be like.
Oh, yes.
Miana.
That's a Will Smith jam for sure. We also learned before we hopped on the mics that your podcast is recorded, as you were telling us, in a breast pump facility.
In a breast pump
facility.
Room.
A breast pump
yes,
facility.
A facility for women who just pump milk.
General Mills' breast pump facility.
A breast pump room. So it's like, it's basically just the tiniest room in a shared office space.
Which is awesome.
It looks like a regular office room, but I guess it's the breast pump room.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like it might nourish you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You feel like you're getting that mother's milk mm-hmm. as you're...
You're just suckling at that air.
We need to get some pumps in here.
Speaking of suckling, we're a pretty classy podcast, are we not?
You know, we try to be, and we like to wine and dine our guests. Mm-hmm. We asked Artie what beverage she preferred.
She said a little Lambrusco.
Yes. So we do have a Lambrusco. This is the first time I've ever tried it.
Yeah.
I think this is our very first Lambrusco. We've done over 150 episodes.
Wow.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers.
So this is a cold red wine mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. a little bit of bubbles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually refreshing. I was surprised at how refreshing it was.
It's great.
I would mess
with
it.
Thanks, Lambrusco.
Yeah, thanks. Now, is this your go-to bev out and about?
Only very recently. So, but a few years, or I guess many years ago, I dated this dude who, went to Spain for 2 months.
Oh, one of those
so,
dudes.
I know those dudes.
Yeah, so he, came back and was like, yeah, I put Sprite in my red wine. And I was like, wow. Gross, but really good.
Okay.
And it's a very gross thing to do. And then a few days ago, I went to a Galentine's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And someone brought Lambrusco. And I was like, wow, this reminds me of the time I used to grossly drink Sprite and red wine.
When
with
the
my
Spaniard
first
boyfriend. Would put, yeah.
Without the corn syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was making homemade Lambrusco. He was
yeah,
ahead of the
yeah.
curve.
Definitely. He definitely yeah. was. Yeah. At age 19, I was like, this guy's very cool.
I love when people go on a short trip and they just come back just totally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a new person.
Reinvented.
He was a different person. The shorts were inches shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Sprite was flowing.
The Sprite was flowing. And he drove a Mini Cooper. And he was and he went to Harvard and he was very. He's like, yeah, just put Sprite in your red wine. I was like, damn.
Oh, you're so worldly.
It is funny, though, mm-hmm. when people say something gross like that, but then you try it, and you're like, amazing.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
have I never?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like sangria, a bubbly sangria, a little bit, just with corn syrup instead of fruit.
Yeah.
I love it. Who needs fruit anyway?
No. When
hold
never.
The fiber.
I'll take the corn, please.
So speaking of love's past, mm-hmm. are you currently single, looking to mingle?
I am very single. And I guess I'm looking to mingle.
Okay.
She's looking to mingle.
Yes, yes. So hold on to that, listeners. A lot of times you get people saying, no, either not looking to mingle or just in a relationship.
We've had a lot of singles lately, though, who are like not looking to mingle.
Yeah, they've been soured maybe by some recent mingling, perhaps.
Or maybe the
yeah.
political climate.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not the juices aren't flowing.
Well, the political climate should like
that
push
you. That son of a bitch won't allow them to.
Well, shouldn't the political climate being so like dismal push you towards other people?
Maybe. Right?
Last time I was with someone was election night, and it was very confusing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's.
But it was also like, well, we got it. The world's that we got to do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's kind of like if you found out like a meteor was heading. Yeah. Through, everybody would just fuck.
Exactly.
This is like that, but in slow motion.
Yeah. That's how I felt. And then
it's a very slow meteor.
It's been a very slow. Yeah. But I will say on election night, I was like, the world's ending. And so it was like the dude and we're like, we gotta go. And then I woke up and I was like, this was weird. Like, like it's still 2 months till he's in office. And then I have 4 years.
Like, I guess I'll see you at the inauguration.
Yeah. Like, I guess I'll see you then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the Javits Center was just like people just cry fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Haas was there.
And Haas is a legendary cry fucker.
I am. So, that's true. Yeah. But I had to actually leave. It was so bad, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And just jerk off outside or what?
No jerking off. Just straight up frustration and tears. It was like just watching all these lovely, diverse, great, nice people just crying, and it was just like a fucking war scene. It was so bad.
Oh man!
Wow.
That's like erotic poetry. Huh?
Yeah, that was very poetic.
So, yeah, it took us to a place. We felt like we were at that Javits Center.
I did. Feel that way. But we weren't at the jet. We were at a really sad election party.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
We were like, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
We fled into the night. Well, what do you say we turn these frowns upside down and head on over to Sexy Science?
Powerful.
Nailed
segue.
The cue.
Thanks, Doc.
Oh, yeah. And Haas, yes, you got the cue that time.
Oh, I thought I nailed it. I thought you were talking about my segue.
Yeah, you
No. I was saying the cue train is on time.
All right. Everybody gets a gold star.
Okay. All right. this guy's coming out of the Javits Center hot.
I love like 100+ episodes in.
Yes.
The cues are happening at the right time. What are we doing here?
Well, Artie, we rip topical articles from the headlines that discuss matters of the hearts
rip
and parts.
From the headlines.
And, you know, we just want to get your take on this. So this one comes to us from this is a hell of a source. This is AOL.com.
Love it. I didn't even know that was still a thing.
Right?
Is it still the same icon, the little man?
I don't think so. I think they lost the little
man.
And the only reason I know that is because Fast Freddy, my father, for years had been paying for AOL. So
we
I recently found out,
like
I talked
ago.
To him about it, and somehow it came up. I'm like, oh, you don't have a Gmail, you have still AOL account, whatever. I had one for a long time.
$11.99 a month.
11, no way.
They were fucking charging.
For like 15
this
years.
This old man, $11.99, because he just thought you still had to pay for
They're
email.
They're scammers.
They're big time scammers.
They're scammers.
Yeah.
I pay like $3 for my website domain a
yes.
year.
And that's your whole own website.
Yeah.
Yeah. And AOL's charging for what? For fucking instant mail? He's not IMing people.
It's the chat rooms, baby.
He might be Fast Freddy. Might be.
He is not
diddling around
in the
chat rooms. Hey, I don't know, but if he is, I mean, you don't even need to pay $12 a month for that.
There's so many free ones online,
right?
Yeah,
that's a sad story.
So fuck you, AOL. But now you're giving us news.
another sad story.
The title article of this is "Woman Who Killed Husband with Rat Poison Released from Prison."
Whoa.
Ratatouille? They must be joking.
Okay, that was a clip from Ratatouille. We kind of missed the beginning. It was rough.
I heard some pots and pans jangling around.
Yeah, it looks like someone's about to eat something.
Wow. Okay, so this is in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and why I chose this article is because we keep finding horrible articles that are from Murph's hometown.
Every time Diana
tries to... And it's called Wokesboro?
Wilkes-Barre.
But
yeah, no.
I was like, Wilkes-Barre, what?
Yeah. They're not woke.
They're not woke. No, this is not Wilkes-Barre. This is a sleep burrow, yeah.
So basically, 25 years ago, killer wife Joanne Curley went to jail for murdering her husband for his $300,000 life insurance policy, and today she's a free woman. Welcome back, Joanne.
Yes, Joanne Curley admitted that she put rat poison in John Curley's tea at least 12 times and that she started poisoning him just 2 months after their August 1990 wedding. It took him one whole torturous year to die, according to local folks.
Holy shit.
She never shed a tear. Joanne.
Oh my god.
This is crazy.
I actually know this Curly story. That's so
Do
funny.
You really?
Yes, absolutely. I heard this floating around town.
So just for his Social Security.
Yeah.
Wow.
300K?
He must have done something bad.
You would think. You'd hope. I want to give you the benefit of the
doubt. I'm hoping he was a bad person.
Yeah. Well,
there's got to be a better way, too. Like arsenic, I know it's hard to detect. Rat poison, I'm like, is there not going to be an autopsy?
Again,
Wilkes-Barre. Where's the long game?
They don't the execution of these ideas.
Hasn't this woman seen Heather's? Like, you could have put something way more toxic
right?
in there.
Drano?
You could have put Drano in their food, written a letter, like,
corn nuts. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Joanne Curley, pick up Heather's on VHS. Yeah.
Well, she's 53 now. She's got a couple of years left.
Wow.
AOL.com says, this is an amazing quote, "We don't know if she'll return to live in Luzerne County where she is from or start fresh somewhere else."
What?
Yeah. Thanks for the reporting.
Well, yes.
Well, what is she? So there's no like real backstory in this article? Like they're not like, this is what she used to do?
No. I mean.
No. I wanted a little more like evil, but it was just for some shitty insurance policy.
Wow.
And AOL.com probably doesn't dig too deep. I mean, my old man's keeping the lights on. Like was. So now that he's not paying
now
anymore,
they're out of business.
Yeah, they don't have any investigative journalism.
That's crazy, but also what a plan.
Yeah.
Because rat poisoning too, and this is gonna make me sound crazy. I feel like it's like one of those things like, oops, it could have just If you live in New York and you live in a shitty apartment, like
we're all ingesting it.
Yeah, like maybe it's by accident, and then you could do it like slowly throughout. Wow.
Yeah.
Boys, watch out.
And look out. Here comes the rat poison.
We have ant traps.
I know.
And I think I'll like move one around, and then I'm like, oh, did I wash my hand? Did I put my hand in my mouth?
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
I just put on my pants, and there's an ant trap in my pocket, and I'm like, what the hell?
There's ants running up
my wife is slowly poisoning me.
No, I would never poison you.
I know.
I think the only way I would kill you, and I wouldn't, but would be like in the heat of some crazy passion.
I would hope. Yeah.
I don't think I could do the years of.
No, it's too slow. That's like also like patience on our end for like being like, yes, like we are, and like acting like they're still together. They probably fucked a bunch.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's slowly rat poisoning him.
Oh. Could he poison her with his jizz if he's doing
like,
rat poison?
Very interesting. And did she not have a kid? Like she could have gotten more health insurance money probably if she like had a child. You know, she really wasn't doing.
She didn't maximize
No, she really didn't. She should have had twins or something.
Yeah. Yes.
She should have had twins. It's really dumb.
The little rat poison twins.
The little rat babies.
The only thing I like about it is how old-fashioned it feels.
Yeah.
What I mean? It feels
like... It's like arsenic and lace.
And I threw her down the stairs. Like, it just feels ridiculous.
Yep. You know, in the olden days when they just threw you down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Collect on that life insurance.
Or when you were, like, pregnant, you didn't want to have it, so you threw yourself down the stairs.
I remember this story just because it was a fun, salacious, you know, those local WNEP, the local affiliates just really ran wild with this one.
Oh, and now AOL's picking it up.
I mean, yeah, they're finally coming around. Finally. Like, here's a fucking 25-year-old story.
That's just funny, too, to be out of prison. You walk down the street and everyone's like, is that? Because the small town just not, you got to relocate,
oh, yeah.
I think.
I think so, too. Get out of Dodge.
Get the fuck out of Dodge, Joanne Curley. We salute you. JK.
What do you say we slip over into listener love now, huh?
Listener mailbag.
All right, so Artie, we're shitty at giving advice, but people tweet at us and email us and ask for it. So we're hoping that you could help us help them.
Yes. Excellent, like C- advice.
Oh, beautiful.
We're
beautiful.
Like D-.
Yeah, that's you at least pass. We usually fail at this, but
let's help some folks with their hearts and parts.
Hey Haas, who's around?
Well, our first question comes from Abigail in Silver Lake, Los Angeles, via our Twitter at
Minaj
Silver
Radio. Lake, neighborhood.
Yeah, it's going to be a real cool question.
I bet.
All right. Jeez. Ab says, is it possible to have two vaginas? Asking for myself.
Okay.
Well, if you're asking for yourself, I'm just going to try to break down the logic. Because there's not
this
enough
isn't
information
me asking.
In this question. Well, right. Wait, who? Now are you speaking as Haas? What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm speaking as myself.
Right. Fine.
Haas does not live in Silver Lake.
It is definitely possible if you only have one vagina and you would like another one. There's, I'm sure, a way.
Yeah.
There's some doctor somewhere that'd be willing to...
Hole punch?
Yeah, yes. But if she's saying she has two, then there's no reason to ask if it's possible.
Is she confused as to how many holes a vagina actually has?
Yeah.
Because I think there's like a common misconception of like where the pee comes out from.
Right.
Where
Yeah, no one wants to speak of the urethra.
Yeah. She might just be confused as to what a vagina entails.
Yeah. And I think that that's pretty common in certain circles or generations to not like really know what's going on. Also, not being a doctor at all, I would say anything's possible.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen weird pictures of like people born with like a dick and then another little dick. Mm-hmm. So like, who knows?
Yeah.
One of my dear friends was also the first time she fooled around with a dude, and you know, they dove into third base. Mm-hmm. He was fingering her butthole the whole time, and she just let it fly.
I've heard that story.
I've heard that, and it's like, what are you? It's
how
just,
could you?
I mean, she was aware that it was happening. I think she was just like, all right,
young,
it's not like
or
the word.
Embarrassed.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And he had never wandered there, so he just kind of thought this was whatever. But you got to really get a reach.
Also,
I've asked her the logistics of it. She wouldn't share the full story. She just floated that, and that was it. But
my question for this girl specifically, though, is I'm assuming she's like, oh, like in her 20s, maybe?
Yeah, she's old enough to send an email.
So you've never gone. If you're old enough to send an email, then you must be 20.
Yeah. We'll put you at 20.
We'll put you at 20. But you've never gone to the doctor or the gynecologist?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
Know. And also, we're not doctors. We get these medical questions, and you know, we're just left to try to guesstimate.
So I think at the end of the day, it is probably possible, mm-hmm. but I think Artie's closer to like the truth, where you maybe just want to like figure out anatomically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get your anatomy
parts.
On point. And then if you want 100 vaginas, go get them.
Go get them.
Know thyself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get like the little like plastic anatomical plastic vagina, and mm-hmm. then you can know all the parts.
Yep.
And if somebody's fingering your butthole by accident, tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Yes.
Help everybody.
Yeah.
Let people know. Unless you're into,
unless they're into it, which is fine.
If you're like, you know what, I've been
of
fingered.
Of course, but if it's an accident, I think that that's like better for everybody to just like say something.
Quick redirect, yeah.
Definitely. I was telling me a story of how a guy was feeling her up, and the whole time he was on her rib cage.
No.
And he like didn't realize.
Oh, my.
And I was like, why don't you people say anything? Or like use your hands to like guide them
in
the right
nonverbal communication.
Way.
Yeah.
That is actually shocking.
Oh, wow.
Not to judge, but like, I mean, people know where boobs are.
Yeah.
Sure. But what's also interesting is maybe he knew exactly what he was doing. He just went back to his bros after. He's like, yo, the rack of ribs on this one.
Rack of ribs, he says.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he's into ribs.
I mean,
probably not, though. He's probably fooling around.
Not being in good shape, I do have a roll directly below my breast that could be seen as something, but I mean,
I don't want to brag, but it could be seen as something.
But it's like one long, small unit.
And no nips.
But maybe he hates nipples.
Maybe he hates nipples.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story. That's like we were making out, but the whole time he was kissing my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Thinking it was the mouth, mm-hmm. not sexy ear kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that
I'm
was like
drunk.
Getting to second base on a balk. You know?
Yeah.
That's like you get, you know, it's.
Yeah, like I accidentally had anal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Well, you're helped.
Good
you're
luck,
welcome.
Abigail.
Who else do we have, Hans?
Our second query comes from Dean in Seattle, Washington, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Dino asks, I recently got engaged and my fiance has lost her mind. She literally only talks about the wedding and I'm worried she's obsessed. I'd prefer to elope, but I'm worried if I say that, she'll leave me or stab me. Any tips?
What?
Well,
or
stab you?
What about rap?
I was just going to say,
maybe she's more creative than that. And maybe that's where the problem really lies.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's restless. You're not challenging her creativity.
Exactly.
So she'll slowly rap.
You get a murder planner. You're like, flowers, food, death. I don't know. I've heard about this kind of stuff happening a lot. I hate the cliche of like woman losing her mind before a wedding, mm-hmm. but I've also seen it happen.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's like it's a huge burden, and then you think it's gonna be all fun, and then you're like, well, fuck, I have to invite like my husband's like bumblefuck cousins or whatever. And it seems like it's a lot.
It's a big event.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking.
I would say
it's understandably a little stressful.
Yeah.
I would say just talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before the knives come out, I guess. And also, if you are communication. What the hell are you getting married for if you can't have this conversation?
And acknowledge that she may be more creative than you're giving her credit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she may not be crazy. She just might feel like it's kind of all coming on her to mm-hmm. plan this huge event.
Yeah, are you carrying your weight?
So all you can do is help.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree with that. And I also
Thanks, Hans.
I also think that if you insert sort of your opinion into it, she will appreciate that.
Yes.
Right? Because I feel like this is like a whole gender imbalance sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, guys, you can like to be part of planning a wedding.
Murph and I, neither one of us planned the wedding.
No, no,
don't.
No, we just let it happen, and it happened. We also didn't have the, I think a lot of people, you get into the details, and if something.
We didn't do the details.
We didn't
that's
do the, yeah, yeah. That's
did
where the devil is.
You guys planned the grilled cheese, though, part?
The grilled cheeses were there.
We
but
did, but
we
with,
just,
with the venue, we had the choice of a food truck and the open bar, and those food and liquor are important to us, but we didn't do flowers, and we didn't do
catering,
formal seating. I think that that alleviates
DJing
a lot of that. Stress.
I think the more perfect you want an event to be, it's fucking awesome. And as performers, we all try to just make a great show and plan every detail. But shit, you know, shit.
Murph wanted to swing in on a bungee cord.
Oh, man.
We didn't have money for
that.
No, we didn't. Then the pyrotechnics, like that went out the window.
Yeah.
The venue wouldn't give us.
Honestly, darling, you were a little bit of a monster
leading
up to the ceremony.
I was a handful. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Nobody stabbed Groomzilla. Anyone, you know?
No.
Well, for Indian weddings, like most likely my parents would just take care of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
I heard Indian weddings were dope.
They're really, really
crazy. We couldn't
crazy.
Fucking, we got a, had a scheduling conflict and couldn't go to our friends that we missed. But yeah, it's a, yeah. It's,
that's
it's
kind of insane. Dream. There's like the groom comes in on like a horse or like traditionally an elephant. Which is so hard to find in New York.
Now the Barnum and Bailey's out
of business. Yeah, it's out of business and we can't find the elephants. It's really, it's a racist act,
yeah.
to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it is. It's terrible. We didn't have any animals at our wedding.
No, because the silverback gorilla that I wanted to come in on you said no.
Come in on you? What did you say?
I wanted a silverback to finish on me right as we were giving our vows.
That's so romantic.
Right?
Romance is not dead.
Back to
it
nature.
It is not. Neither is chivalry.
No.
Those apes know where it's at.
They do.
What was this question?
I think it was something about elephants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're helped.
Yep. I feel like this person's helped.
Two for two. Haas, we're on fire. Who else do we have?
Lastly, Nina in Montreal emailed us at menageetoi.radio@gmail.
Etoi.
Neen wonders. I can't stop fucking the dudes in my AA meetings. I know it's frowned upon, but isn't it better that we're fucking and not drinking?
Oh,
oof, well,
okay, well.
Depends on who you ask.
Well, you're also substituting another addiction for something else.
Right.
Oh, good
yeah.
point.
Because
I was going to say it's probably better to fuck than drink if you shouldn't be drinking, but that's so personal. How can we make the call?
Yeah, that's up to you to make the call. But yeah, you said these dudes, so that it's not frowned upon. You still kept the anonymity there. It's not like your name and names.
How could
also,
she?
Multiple,
there's so many.
Multiple dudes.
Yeah.
In the AA meeting.
Right. And those become a tight-knit circle. If you're going to the same meeting, I mean, a lot of, depending on what's, where, Montreal? I don't know how it operates up there in Montreal. But
what I would
in New
say
York,
is,
there's a lot of meetings around you bounce, but you see the same people again and again, so.
Don't shit where you eat, though.
Yeah.
Like, definitely bone if you're doing that safely and that feels better for you, but that's kind of, I mean, that feels like just like fucking people in your office or fucking people in your improv team. It's just going to end in a big fucking mess.
Yeah.
And it accelerates the process when people are very vulnerable in those situations. So they share a lot with the kind of in the idea of that we're all in this, but we're not, you know, crossing streams outside of this. So this is the space where we can all be vulnerable. But then it's like if you fuck someone and then hear some sort of really personal dark story the next day, it just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of like murky waters. You've been to some meetings, right? I've never actually been to an AA meeting.
Yeah. I didn't have sex with anyone. I got fucked up with a lot of people at my meetings. So I think that's another thing. I think if one person starts to go, maybe we should, I don't know, unless they're your sponsor. But then there's the power dynamic. It's like fucking your principal or your boss.
Your principal.
I don't know why principal is the first one.
Your principal.
Like fucking your boss.
I would never.
But if they're your
principal.
Sponsor, then there's that, you know, there's that whole thing. Wow.
Yeah, that feels tricky.
It's also like everyone's so mentally sensitive and not in their like quote unquote right mind that it just seems like there has to be one person in that exchange that may be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Because
not everyone's going to be at the same level just because you're at the same meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. How many years? Yeah. How many years sober are you? Because my aunt and uncle met in AA and they.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were they're married.
Work.
But I think it was after years, like you're saying. It wasn't the first week one of them was there.
Yeah.
So they both had been around for a long time. And then
Well, if you do decide to marry anyone from the AA meeting, we can put you in touch with the person who asked the prior question, whose wife is quite the wedding planner.
Yeah. That's what that question was. Yes.
I just recalled.
Yeah, and I guess, yeah, you're substituting. Just make sure you're maybe not substituting one for another. Even though at most meetings I've been to, it's a substitute of smoking coffee. It's big time. The caffeine and the nicotine come in hard. So I guess if you throw sex in the mix,
something else,
whatever keeps you
hard.
Off the sauce.
Well, I've never watched Sex and the City before until this year, and then I started watching from episode one.
Whoa!
I'm like, yeah, that's kind of like this one episode. And everyone's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because I've never watched it before, and it's a very ridiculous show,
it's
and there's a lot of things are very problematic, but there's this one episode when Carrie starts dating this dude who is an AA, and then he gets obsessed with her, and then she was like, please leave me alone, and then like the episode ends with him like starting to drink again and like screaming outside her window. And
I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
watch out for that.
Watch out for that.
If Carrie Bradshaw taught us anything. Let me ask you, watching this recently, I came into the show late as well. Haven't seen a lot of them, but watching them, it's that weird, I feel like it was the beginning of that show started in that weird period that wasn't quite 90s, but wasn't quite the new. It feels like it's a weird time. Like, looking at the fashion. And
it's
the
so weird.
Everything, it feels like this weird
and that it was cutting
bubble
edge
of,
at the time. Sure. And now you watch it and some of it feels so, not even the fashion, just the ideas are so antiquated.
It's
like they think they're being edgy by just having like a gay friend.
Yeah.
Or like, this is garbage.
Invited to a threesome last night. Yeah.
It's really, I think Samantha, the blonde one is Samantha.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so she has like very comical sex to me, which is, I think it's very funny. And I've been like kind of getting inspired to like write more like comical sex stuff.
Yes.
But then there's like, I don't know, they have this one really problematic episode that I watched about, it's called like Cock-a-Doodle-Doo or something like that. And it's about the transvestite hookers that hang out outside of Samantha's Hell's Kitchen apartment. And they're just like, they say like chicks with dicks.
Yep. Yeah. He-she's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
we always talk about
very dated.
Law and Order SVU is always trying to be like cutting edge.
Yeah.
And progressive.
And progressive. But you watch the 90s ones and they say he-she.
Yep.
And things of that nature.
It's really bad. And it ends with them on like a barbecue on a roof. And then they're like, okay, honey. And like Carrie's like, oh. And I'm like, no. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like she must have, Sarah Jessica Parker must like have such embarrassment.
Because yes.
I get such secondhand embarrassment watching certain episodes.
Yeah, you feel bad for her. Yeah.
I feel really bad for her, and I can't watch it with other people. Like, my roommates will come in and I'm watching it. I'm like, I'm going to stop watching this because I get, like, I feel so embarrassed.
Also,
for her.
The son of a gun who wrote that, Cock-a-Doodle-Dude, entitled it. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Got some high fives in the Sex and the City writer's room for that one.
There has to be a way, though. I'm not making any excuses for that, but there has to be a way to watch things, like, for what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think, like, times change and things change and there's no need to go back and watch stuff if you don't want to, but I think it'd be so easy to just point fingers at everybody and you're just kind of like, well, that was very emblematic of the time.
We talk about that with a lot of
with a lot of stuff
movies,
you watch.
Yeah.
80s movies. I just watched 16 Candles, one of my favorite movies. It's so racist and so rapey. And I can't make any excuse for that.
Hours.
I would never. But I'm like, it's also part of my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do about it.
I collect VHS tapes because I have, like, my old TV with an attached VCR. So I watch, like, a ton of old movies all the time. But most recently, I acquired Mrs. Doubtfire because it was for free.
We just rewatched that.
And there are some anti-trans stuff in there as well. But Robin Williams
Robin
is so great.
Yeah, of course.
There are some, like,
it's there.
It's just a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I that's why I'm able to, like, get through these episodes of Sex and the City, because it's, like, I can recognize it, but then, like, there's some glaringly, like, what is going on.
This may be controversial, but what I find more offensive about early Sex and the City is just, like, the horrible jokes.
Oh, God, it's very bad.
Yeah.
Because if something's funny enough, I can usually forgive it, because I want comedians to have the freedom to, like, play with what they want.
Yeah.
I don't, like, want people to be
censored.
Yeah,
but there's just lazy,
but
lazy
you're like, this is
are
just cheesy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the stuff that they wear, and like, what is up with the redhead's hair?
Oh, yeah.
Haircuts I just don't get it.
Blue eyeshadow. Frosted lips.
Yeah.
And the testimonials in that first season.
Yes!
It was a different fucking show.
Yes!
There's like a weird element that I never knew until I started watching a couple of those from the first season. It was a whole different thing. They did a lot of the, like man, woman on the street being like, well, here's about dating in New York.
If she doesn't unzip in the first night. I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, ew. Like, he's like holding a briefcase.
Yeah. He's like, my chick has a dick. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That might
That's
have been
so
line.
Funny.
Oh,
what
Carrie
was the
Bradshaw.
Question? We keep doing that.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's.
No, this is great.
They're just helped. I just consider them helped.
Helped. Everybody's helped. Thank you, Artie.
Yes.
We're done, right, Haas?
No, you've got more segments, guys.
No, but do we have another question?
Haas, can we go home and take a nap and
no,
watch some
you have
curl
to stay
up
and
some
finish
sections?
The episode.
All right. Well, those
but that's it for questions. Yeah.
Great. Except
Thank
for our
you.
Questions for Artie.
Ooh.
This is a little
Ooh.
Something called six sections. These cool. are rapid fire sex questions.
Okay.
So you just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, starting now.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Ooh, probably my new couch.
Oh, yes, yes.
What's the sexiest animal?
Sexiest animal would be probably like a little cat.
Mm. Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh man, I've been recently rewatching Mad Men as well, and I weirdly love Pete Campbell even though he's a little asshole.
Okay, bad boy.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
The oldest one, and I'm forgetting her name.
Sophia,
yes.
Wait, I'm just going to quick follow up. Which Sex in the City gal best
Thank
represents
you.
Your dating habits?
Wow, probably Miranda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sensible.
I'm very sensible.
69 or 420?
420.
And what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
If they own books.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to have read them. They just got to own them.
Put them on the shelf.
Just put them on the shelf for me.
So that was seven sections.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Oh, yeah.
Seven sections.
Seven sections. Seven.
I tried to make a, yeah. Who needs it?
Yeah. Well, there was an A and a B to one of those just because I felt like we had to.
I thought the B was great.
Sex in the City is, I mm-hmm. guess, just sadly that generation's Golden Girls, because Golden Girls was on another level for Sex in the City, I would say.
Golden Girls is rarely embarrassing to watch.
Yeah.
No.
I can always rewatch that.
Yeah. Yep.
The fashion's back. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing shoulder pads right now.
You look like you could have. That's something from Dorothy's wardrobe.
You look like the old one.
You look like the old one.
I'll take it. So tell us about this couch.
Okay. So.
Oh, yes. We heard about this before the show.
Someone just posted it on Nuva, and then I like rarely check that stuff anymore because it gets very whatever. So then I clicked it. Wasn't even for someone else's friends, and I was like, perfect. I will take this couch in my room. And it's like orange and velvet and it has like two little pillows on it. And she was just like, you can pick it up and you can take it for free. My friend has like a minivan. He helped me pick it up.
What? It was free?
And then my roommate, it was his birthday this past weekend and he had his friends from Virginia staying over. And I was like pretty high in my apartment and I was like, I don't want to get the couch up the stairs. And one of the dudes was a firefighter.
Yes.
And so my new roommate and a firefighter lifted it into my room.
So you and this couch are meant to be.
I love
all
this
of the
couch.
Stars align.
Yeah.
That's also Orange. The beginning of a wonderful pornographic film.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah.
The fireman with the minivan gets the couch up there. Orange velvet is just something you
It was
you know.
It's
Orange
so nice.
Velvet.
It's so good. Except see, the firefighter, I was like, he could have been cute, but then he kept being like, have you heard about like guys who love to make their loads as big as possible? And he spent like the whole
what?
Night just like
what?
Share like
Is he talking about like edging?
Articles.
Like getting it
his,
built
no,
up?
No, like
to...
his like there are men out there who like eat a certain diet and do certain things to make sure their cum load.
The volume is
a lot. Like can like cover a table. Like it's
That's it seems like there's other stuff that's more important.
There is. I mean, yeah, no volume isn't impressive unless you're a professional, you know, Peter North, legendary porn star. I mean he was known for his voluminous loads.
Apparently the diet gives men headaches. Is what one of
the articles
said.
There's always trade-offs, you know? If you want to fucking have a fire hose flying around, then you're going to have to pay for it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Also, I love just that casually dropping that as he's getting your couch up. Hey, have you heard about these guys that, like, are you trying this?
I was my like, not friend. On my couch.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Not on my
Not on the velvet? That's funny. Yeah, I would just, I mean, this is just judgmental, but I'd be like, if you have extra time, like, I don't know, like, go for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I would also feel like I wonder what the reverse of that is, because unless you're trying
Tiny
to have a
load.
Child,
Tiny load.
I'd rather just shoot blanks just for, you know,
well,
convenience
Well, you could
sake.
Shoot a big load full of blanks.
I mean blanks meaning just like a puff, just a puff of air.
Just a puff of air.
Dust?
Yeah. The orgasm happens, but then, yeah, a little dust.
Sea dust?
Just do some light dusting afterwards.
Light dusting.
Yeah.
And that'd be great for women, too, who don't want to fucking, yeah. or men, fat load squirted yeah. into an orifice of the Ugh. Body.
Mm-hmm.
Dusting would be nice.
My vagina needs a dusting.
Yeah. My second vagina.
Yeah. Well, one of them's dusty. The old Golden Girl. Love it.
Yes.
420.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
No yep. one ever picks that one.
Really?
That's
a lot of people go
too.
For the 69. Yeah. I'd go 420.
Yeah. I'm a big weed lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
I'm a
big weed lady.
It's like a cat lady, but
I just have lots of weed
just
all over
surrounded by my yeah. weed. Yeah.
I just fall asleep in a bed full of weed.
Oh, man. That's my
fantasy.
That's
a dream. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I've been like collecting like really nice pipes, and there's this like online, like all it's like female driven. 420 friendly store, and I got this little pipe that's shaped like a peach.
Yes.
And it's very
glass?
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cute. And I keep like my weed in a little jeweled box I got from India. So I'm very, yeah.
That's
it's
a glorious picture. I picture you sitting on the orange velvet
yeah.
couch.
I know. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and like watching like Sex and the City.
Yeah.
It's a very.
Well, your life sounds yeah. like a dream.
When will they just let us buy it in New York, too? They did yeah. the slow roll. It's like the medicinal, but then they're not. It's not really.
No,
it's
not
like
really
fucking
something.
Hard for
no.
making
we
it hard for doctors.
Bringing it back from a place like Colorado.
Yeah,
and
we're
Oregon
just
when
we're just
we
smuggling.
Travel,
yep.
And now we're like almost out, and it's a very sad time.
Yeah. Yeah. My roommates, I always just like take some from my roommates or like. One time I was hooking up with this guy and whenever I'd leave, he would give me like a bag of weed.
Were you a prostitute?
So I don't know. I don't know because my
You
first,
don't ask questions.
Well, like, I don't
like,
ask
okay,
questions.
I'll
I just
it.
Take it. But also in high school, my like first like really big crush that I was actually friends with, I was like, hey, want to hang out after school? And he's like, yeah, sure. So we go and we smoke weed together. And then he drives me home. And then he's like, yeah, that'll be like $20 for the bag of weed. I was like, oh, Whoa. Wait, what? Oh. And then it turns out he thought I was going to like, buy weed from him, but I thought I asked him on a date.
Oh,
so it might just be like a common theme in my life, yeah. which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's worse problems to
yeah,
have.
Yeah, like,
with,
fine.
Yeah, relationship miscommunications. At least you still get to get high.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel fine about
it. Hey, you're going to pay for it in one way or another.
Exactly.
That's the truth.
I always say it. Well, speaking of getting high, what do you guys say we get it wet?
Ooh, make it wet.
Diana just dove into the corner after giving that segue. It was a moment of...
Sometimes when my segues are too good,
yeah.
I feel embarrassed.
They are. No, I know. It's like you floor with the segues. So what do we do when we get it wet?
Well, we're going to have a contest between mm-hmm. the three of us, and we take excerpts from things that were not meant to be sexy, and we read them in our sexiest voice.
Mm, okay.
Trying to make them downright erotic.
Yes, we are. Haas, what's our source material this week?
Today, we'll be reading from the Wikipedia page for Rabbit.
Rabbits. Okay.
Like, you know, the animal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all
right. Yes.
Not
heard.
The Volkswagen. All right.
Yes. Not to be confused
with
the car.
Not the dildo.
So let's have Diana start us off.
All right.
You have your passage. Now hop to it, girl.
Thanks, Oz.
Oz, that's making your reel for best of.
First off, Bunny redirects here. Rabbits are small mammals found in several parts of the world. There are 8 different genera of the family classified as rabbits, including the European rabbit, cottontail rabbits, and the umami rabbit. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Jeez.
You had me at the redirection from Bunny.
So bad for these poor little critters.
Mm-hmm.
They're sexy, though.
All right,
they're
sexy stuff.
Yeah. Prowess.
Sexy stuff. All right, Murph, you're gonna be up next.
Okay. All right.
Now burrow deep, my man.
Ew.
Yeah. That one made all of us lose any arousal we had. There are many other species of rabbit, along with pikas and hares. The male is called a buck, and the female is a doe. A young rabbit is a kitten. Hit. I don't feel good about sexualizing young rabbits, but hey, we gotta do what we gotta do. Rabbit habitats include meadows, woods, forests, grasslands, deserts, and wetlands.
Oh, damn.
Shit. Oh, they live in wetlands.
Also, they're called kittens?
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
I thought they were called little rabbits.
little rabbits.
Yep, or bunnies.
Bunnies.
Geez, sexual and educational.
Yeah.
All right, mm-hmm. Last up, we have Artie, who
nose is not the size of the ears, but the bounce in the rear, girl. Get it?
Whoa.
He's on fire.
That
tonight,
was
folks.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Rabbits live in groups, and the best known species, the European rabbit, lives in underground burrows or rabbit holes. A group of burrows is called a warren. Mm. More than half the world's rabbit population resides in North America.
Woo!
Oh, my. Just that warren.
Warren.
That is educational. Didn't
oh,
know
yeah,
that
I didn't
either.
Know that either.
I love learning and coming.
Yeah. If only it's, all sexual experiences could be like this.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
And that's why they need to own books, because then yes. they could read you.
Yep.
Read
there it
you.
Is.
Yeah.
Take that Full Peter circle. Cottontail off yeah. the shelf. Oz, what did that do for you? What were you thinking?
I mean, you know, my measuring system for this segment, I'm going to give that performance like 9 chubs out of 10.
Whoa.
9 chubs out of
10.
That's
wow.
the highest score ever.
Artie's our winner.
Yes.
Artie, congrats.
Goodness.
I think it's just because, like, she, like, did a really good job.
way to talk trash.
That was my shit talking.
Yeah.
Try to be better, but I can't.
No. And there are no small cats. Wasn't that the, that was the animal that you were
oh, yeah.
thinking of
oh,
the
yeah,
sexy
small
animal?
Cat.
And small the size. Well, not a kitten.
Like you
a
mean
little
a kitten?
Well, like I was going to say kitten and then I didn't want to sexualize a baby animal.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is like this, like when I see people who are dressed as like rabbits or cats for Halloween, mm-hmm. the way they act is like really small.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No,
and I'm
definitely.
Like, oh, so I guess like, yeah.
That's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Getting
it
into
is,
that furry
like,
territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sneaky.
It's
like,
sneaky.
They could mm-hmm. hop into one of your mm-hmm. holes.
Yeah, oh, yes. usually because I'm pretty small and I've had like guys be like, "Oh, you're so tiny." I'm like, "Ooh."
Yeah.
And I have like very hairy arms too. I've had like guys like make comments about like my hairy arms and me being small. And I'm like, "What?"
You're like, "This little cat?"
I was like, "Me?"
You're like,
"Meh." I'm like, "Meh." I started scratching them.
Yes, that's the yeah.
They wanted me to be a cat.
Hey, you know when she's in heat, she's screaming.
Yeah.
I wonder what animal.
Oh yeah,
I
cats
am in
fucking
bedroom.
is a loud. It's a
well,
real
they have the barbed
rowdy
peen.
Affair. Yeah.
Ooh.
I used to have a lot yeah. of strays outside my bedroom window.
Are you talking about
my
women?
Old apartment.
Talking about men.
Talking about all of the above.
Talking about cats.
Yeah, just listening to them, just go at it.
I never had that experience, but we
it's
had
intense.
A lot of raccoons around growing up.
Yeah. How loud do they fuck?
I never heard them fuck. I just heard them like eat stuff. Out of the trash.
Out of trash, yeah.
Yep.
Which feels like my kind of foreplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Eating shit out of the trash.
Get that old pizza crust. Yeah. Well, I think we should have some virtual sugar, huh?
Let's do it.
There's that AOL dial-up.
So Artie's single, looking to mingle.
Yeah.
We want to see you in action.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting because normally we have to ask people to pretend that they're,
no
single.
Pretending. Here
no,
I am.
This
you
is
can
awesome.
Just be yourself.
Yes. So you pick a name in the cup.
I took Haas out because he keeps getting picked, but I got to put him in for the real.
It's got to be the real deal. It's going to be either me, Diana, or Haas.
Okay.
She's picking a name, folks.
And we'll go on this improvised
She's
date.
She's looking
I
at the
have...
paper.
Diana!
Diana!
I'm back, baby.
Yes.
I'm a little rusty.
I was going to be furious if that was Haas.
I mean, I was
just
like going
to 15 in a row.
Flip the yeah, goddamn
It's like,
table.
Enough is enough.
All right, so you two going on a date. We may jump in if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
If necessary.
Who knows? All right, date begins now.
Hey, so thanks for buying my couch.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it was free, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's actually funny. I first posted it for $50, but you were so cute that I just want to give it to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I mean, maybe I could come over and sit on it sometime. I don't know.
Oh, after a first date? I mean, maybe after a month or two?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to push you in any
No, it's
direction.
Fine. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be a prude. So, sure. Yeah, after the first date, you can definitely come over.
Great. I mean,
I'd
we could just
couch.
Smoke weed or something. We don't have to hook up.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds... Well, we should really get it out of the middle of the road.
God, oh, my God. You're right. Sorry. You're just so cute. I'm like, don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
It's like, you know... Meow.
Oh, my... Stop. Are you becoming a cat?
Yeah. Sometimes when I think someone else is really cute and they think I'm really cute, I turn into, like, a tiny little cat.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Oh, get out of the middle of the road, lady. Okay.
Ruff. Sorry. Oh, my God. When people yell at me, I just become a big, nasty dog.
Wow.
Sorry, I hope I don't bite your throat out.
No, I prefer a much slower death.
Like rat poison?
Yeah.
You know, I was married once.
Oh.
Fun fact about me.
To who?
To a man who passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much, you know, but now I've got a little bit of cash. I'm just looking to mingle.
How did he pass away?
You know, our organs just shut down.
His organs just...
shut down.
Just shut... How old was he?
He was 22.
His organs shut down at age 22?
I know. What a loser, right?
Well, hey, excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry.
Hi.
My husband, you know, he's a bit of a pushover. Uh-huh. He kind of asked you to move before, but now he just refuses to, you know, he's just stewing behind the wheel, so...
You know,
I have to come
just...
out here as usual and handle the situation. So can you please just move the couch so we can get by?
We're having a conversation.
Do you know how hard it is to make connections in the city?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like you're surrounded by people, but you're always alone.
Yeah, and you're like at a meeting, and you're like, should I fuck this person or not? And I ended up, yes, fucking and marrying.
What?
My sponsor.
Your sponsor?
My AA sponsor, yes.
You guys are an AA couple?
Yes.
Linda, let's do this already.
Very good. Oh, my goodness.
You guys met in AA?
Don!
What?
These animals are freaking out.
All right, I'm coming out. Listen, these aren't animals. These are two weirdo women. We got to get them out of the street. We got to.
What did you call us?
Sexist little prick.
He is judgmental.
I spit rat poison into his ear.
I bit his throat.
Don. Don, stay with me. Oh, no, Don. Oh.
So... can we stay in the middle of the road for a moment, then?
Yeah, can we just have a moment, please?
Yes.
Wow.
I was very understanding of my husband dying.
Did you even like him, though?
Yeah.
Not really.
It didn't really seem like he did.
No, we weren't jiving.
Yeah.
He was kind of a dick.
Yeah, he seemed.
Plus, it's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
My husband was mauled in the middle of the road by...
Yeah, that one got dark.
Yeah, that one did get dark.
But
as
you
all
two
my
were
dates.
On the same page.
Yes.
Yeah.
All my dates end pretty dark.
Getting a dark.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like in the dark.
All my dates end in the dark.
Ooh. I once was like, with this one dude, he was like, you're so sensitive. And I was like, where are your books in your room? And so that's now why I'm like, ugh, I need to only date people with books.
Yes.
Like, it is. I was like, are you on a waiting list at the library for something?
Yeah.
Do you have like a Kindle?
Yeah.
And storage unit?
Yeah, exactly. Like, have you gone all digital? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's the deal? And then. Nothing.
Just
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, that's rough. He's like, I have a book of crosswords in the shitter.
Yeah, not even that, I don't think.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's actually a great John Waters quote.
Yeah.
From one of his one-man shows. He's like, if you ever go home with somebody and they don't have any books, do not fuck them.
Yeah.
That's great
that's
advice
amazing.
From John Waters.
Our patron saint of this podcast. One of the first things that drew me to Murph was his amazing collection of books.
See?
I was stacked into a lot of books and the bottles of urine.
What?
The books outweighed the bottles of urine.
He was kind of living in squalor, so it was even more impressive that he was, like, drowning in books and
getting
there were a lot of us on one toilet in this apartment, so often you'd have to, you know, it'd be
pissing
just
bottle.
Piss in a bottle in the middle of the night if you're drunk.
I didn't have a toilet for a bathroom for, like, 3 weeks in my first apartment in New York.
Wow.
And I was peeing in, like, large KFC cups in the corner of my room at night.
Oh, that's
amazing.
And
were you just, like, shitting at restaurants?
I would hold it in, and then I would, like, wait till... I remember I was, like, dating a dude who lived, like, a 15-minute walk from me, and I'd wait till, like, the sun rose and, like, run to his apartment and take a poop there.
Wow.
That's incredible. I love the KFC bag. I know.
Well, I lived around the corner from a KFC, so I'm, like, on my way home, I'd be like, well, I know I'm going to have to pee tonight, and then I would just get, like, a big KFC cup.
The Colonel's toilet.
Yeah.
That's a cycle of just eating and chicken and shitting. And
I know,
chicken.
And especially when you, like, go home and you're, like, either drunk or high, you're like, well, I'm anyway getting the cup. Like, I might as well get, like, a six-piece.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're there. What the hell?
Those young New York stories are just so romantic.
And I also, you know, it's great... You needed the bag, you know what I mean? I was able to at least get beer bottles and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not judging your aim.
No,
I don't know how your aim
is. I could not, stick a beer bottle up my vagina. Yeah.
It's harder.
It's harder
with the urethra being, you know, enclosed in skin and not just dangling around.
Not just dangling out, yep.
Well, it's too late in the episode to give you a science lesson.
Yeah,
so.
Dangling urethras are for the next episode.
Sadly, we have to say goodbye.
We have to say goodbye to Artie.
It's called a pootie.
I know.
It's true.
thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This was a blast.
You, our listeners, do not have to bid adieu to Artie. Follow her on all her social meds, at Artie Party, and tune into her PCAST Sexuality and the and is an ampersand.
Go see her live at LOL Ladies and Women Laughing at New Women's Space, the fourth Friday of the month, and check out Comedy Cunt at Blue Stockings Bookstore the first Thursday of every other month.
Guys, Peeper Lloyd team, Steakhouse every other Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. at the UCB Theater East. Thank you, Artie.
Thank you, Artie.
We also legally have to thank our producer, Lucy Leshy. That's Benjamin Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Thank you.
If you've got any questions.
Yeah, tweet us stuff.
Stuff about, like, elephants and, you know, just...
Are you a Miranda?
Yeah. We're all a little Miranda.
Are we?
I don't know. Charlotte, I didn't care for at all.
No, you hate Charlotte.
I never got on board with Charlotte.
No.
Just couldn't.
I believe you called her boat shoes.
Charlotte's straight up boat shoes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlotte.
Sorry. Love you, Kim Cattrall.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.